And welcome. If you're just tuning in, this is EAA Radio. You're listening to Attitude Adjustment with Amy Labota, and I'm Magneto Mel. And we have a nice new guest in the studio with us here, Rosemary Leone of Phillips 66 as the Director of Programs Development.
Yes.
So tell us a little bit about what kind of programs and then what it is that you do.
Well, I work with the general aviation portion of Phillips 66. So we work with basically everybody except airlines and military. So it's business aviation, it's general aviation, it's student pilots, it's everybody. And of course, one of our big focuses as part of my job is the Young Eagles program. So EAA is near and dear to my heart, not just from what I do for work, but from years before that. And so we do a lot of work to try to keep people flying. That's our number one focus.
Now, you have a program where you either discount or help pilots so that they can keep their tanks full while they're flying Young Eagles.
Absolutely.
Don't you?
Yes, we have our Young Eagles rebate. And this is years ago. In fact, we'll talk a little bit about this tomorrow night at the Young Eagles banquet. But years ago, when the EAA started up the Young Eagles program, our chairman at that time is a gentleman named Jim Mulva. And Jim was very interested in ensuring that people keep flying. He's a pilot himself. And so he worked with the EAA and started this the Young Eagles rebate. And essentially, we provide $1 per gallon back on the cost of aviation fuel for those folks who are flying Young Eagle flights.
$1 per gallon.
Mm-hmm. And over the years, we've provided fuel for hundreds of thousands of Young Eagles to fly. And, there's 1.8 million Young Eagles that have flown. And we're happy to say a good number of them got the chance to fly with folks that were taking advantage of our rebate.
That's not chump change.
It's not chump change.
No, I'd like to get in on that for my car.
Well, unfortunately, I don't think we have a Young Eagles rebate for driving your car. We'll think about
something
that
for the program development.
Yeah, we'll add that into my to-dos. But what we really want to do is to thank those folks that are out there flying their aircraft and taking people up for flights. We'll be walking around. I'll have people come up and say, thank you so much. I take advantage of this. And it's probably one of my favorite programs that we do. And we also actually do something very similar for folks that use their airplanes to fly people around that need medical help.
So the angel flight type people.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And it's called our compassion flight rebate. Mm. And it's very similar to the Young Eagles rebate because we realize that when people are volunteering their time, volunteering their aircraft, and any of us who own airplanes and have to buy aviation fuel, understand that's not cheap to do. But as pilots, we want to give back.
And it's a nice effort to get people mm-hmm. to participate, too.
Oh, absolutely.
It's a great incentive.
And for some folks, it's a difference between being able to participate and not.
Right.
So we enjoy being able to do these kinds of programs.
And well, you're not just fuel. You also you have the largest branded FBO network.
Yes, we do.
So that's got to be something that you can make a significant contribution through.
Well, we have FBOs coast to coast. That many of them participate. In fact, we have some locations that not only when they will pilots come in and be able to take advantage of our rebate, but the FBOs are also giving back, so they participate. So, we all understand the importance of keeping people flying and giving them the opportunity to do these types of things. And so our FBOs are heavily invested as well. We have some locations that, Young Eagles days, they go all out. There's all kinds of lunches being served and balloons and plus the Young Eagles rebate. So we just, anything that people are doing to keep folks flying like that, we really want to make sure that they keep able to do it.
Well, it certainly doesn't hurt to make it fun.
Yeah.
Because that's the key three-letter word that brings people into aviation.
That's why we get
and
into it.
Holds
oh, absolutely.
People in aviation.
Yes.
F-U-N.
Yes.
Well, and the funny part about it is you talk to people who are not pilots and who hear about things like Young Eagles. And when you explain to them that when you take a Young Eagle for a flight and they get out of that airplane, they have the biggest smiles on their faces. They run back over to mom and dad, or brothers and sisters, and they say, I want to learn to fly. Or I got to see our house from, up in an airplane. And it's the reason we keep flying. there are days that, oh, geez, you know, I got to get an annual, I got to do all this on my plane. And then you take somebody for a flight, for that first flight, and they walk away excited. And even if they never fly an airplane, they have this great view of aviation. And so when that plane flies over and somebody wants to say, oh, I heard that airplane noise, they go, I got to go fly in that one of those airplanes. It was so great.
Or when they're looking to, you know, as we know, there's a lot of airfields, general aviation airfields that aren't getting the support that they used to from the community.
Absolutely.
It helps to foster that kind of community interest in general aviation.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, I hate to say it. I think it's a wonderful thing when we get these guys up there flying, especially the kids, and their parents then see that airplane as being something very positive.
Mm-hmm.
And especially if that kid then walks away and says, I'm going to be better in math this year because now I understand how I can use it.
There's an application for it.
Yeah.
And you guys offer, I noticed on your website, that you have your featured FBO. So
yes,
you're not just offering incentives for the individuals and the community, but also the businesses in aviation.
And we try to work very hard to help our FBOs be successful. FBOs, as you know, it's not an easy business to be in or to grow, and there's always a lot of competition among FBOs, and the thing that we try to make sure of is to make sure that our FBOs are successful, that we help them with ways that they can save money or grow their business or, you know, anything that we can do to help them get that next guy flying. And a lot of it, as you can well appreciate with FBOs, is that they've got people on their field who are, always questioning the cost of flying. And so we've got to help them make sure people remember the value of flying. And why they got in the first place.
Now, this is a very personal show for you. It's not just coming here representing Phillips 66. You've been a champion at this show before. You've brought an antique classic to this show. You're a pilot yourself.
She won an award.
Yeah, that's right.
We got the Outstanding Beach in our category a couple of years ago. Yes.
How is it for you back here this year? What do you feel? What do you sense as you're walking around yesterday? I know it was the first day of the show, but a lot of people, their first impression is lasting.
Well, the show this year and every year, it's got a slightly different flavor to it. And of course, you know, the first thing you always try to figure out is who got moved where.
Right. Yeah. Yep.
And so that's always the kind of the first thing is, you know, where do I get lunch and so on. But it's always interesting when I come to the show and you start seeing different mixes of people. And I've noticed a lot of kids this year, and because we have giveaways at our booth for kids, and I see a lot more this year. And I always like it when I see the younger kids. And I don't care if they're in strollers or walking around with mom and dad or, you know, teenagers. That, to me, says that that's the next generation. So I enjoy seeing that. But, yes, it is a very personal show for me. I can remember back in 1989 when I came to my first EAA fly-in. And we actually flew in 2 days early because we were scared to death of flying the airplane in here. But and camped under the wing and everything. So every year it's slightly different, but I always remember back to that first year and that sense of wonder of, you know, rocking the wings as you flew in
and the dots.
And of course you're on short final and they say put it on the numbers instead of on the dot. And so, you know, you get those kinds of impressions. And it's just no matter how many years you come, you remember that first year, especially the first year you fly in.
That's gotta help you when you're at the booth too.
It does.
You have to be able to talk shop. Yeah.
Oh, it's amazing. A lot of times you have people come in, and especially people that walk in and they want to talk about something technical, and a lot of times they don't think that the women in the booth are going to be able to answer the questions, and so I have a lot of fun. So I ask, so what do you fly? And I got this plane. It's called it. Yeah, I used to own one. Yeah. Really?
It's a great way to educate people.
But it's and also it's fun to hear what other people are doing with their planes. They come in. The first thing you get is the pictures. Well, this is what I fly, and so we'll sit and have fun talking aviation. And face it, if you can't talk aviation at AirVenture, where can you talk aviation?
Yeah, and once you get involved with aviation over the years, you kind of forget how I would say obscure, but how unavailable it can sometimes be for the other women, mm-hmm. and how much of a profile we don't necessarily have to the general public.
Well, and the assumption is that if there's a man and woman that walk up, it's the man that's the pilot.
Yep.
And, you know, yes, that does happen more times than not, but I always assume that they are both pilots.
Much smarter.
Yes. And you know what? Even at the very end of it all, yeah, yes. The women always appreciate being thought that they're the pilots, too.
And even if they don't, I've noticed a lot of people, even if they don't fly, they know an awful lot about it from being in that right seat so often.
Yes. In fact, our companion flyers are some of our most ardent fans out there in aviation, because they may not be pilots themselves, but they certainly get to take advantage of aviation.
They plan the trips. They pick the destinations.
They tune the radios.
They're safety pilots.
They tune the radios. They check the fuel prices.
Mm-hmm. And they're the ones that make sure that the pre-flight is done.
Yeah. It's very important to them.
Yes.
Rosemary, can you tell us where people can find you here at the show?
Speaking of where to find people.
Speaking
Indeed.
Of where to find people, we are in booth 309 and 310. We're actually with the Aerostars, which is an aerobatics team that flies yaks. You can come and try out their simulator.
Ah.
So we're actually close to, I believe we're right across from B, Hangar B. And as I tell everybody, it's easy to find us. We're right across from all the new restrooms. So,
yeah. Excellent.
That is something that people know.
Go to the restrooms, look up.
Yeah, there we go. Or near a theater in the woods. So we're down in that area.
Can you tell us where people can find information about Phillips 66 Educational Outreach online?
Certainly. It's our website is Phillips66aviation.com. And you'll find information about all of our programs out there. And it also has a contact us, so if you have other questions, feel free to click that, and those questions actually will eventually route to me.
Super. Mel, what do you think?
I think I'm going to be checking out their website and their programs a lot more.
Yeah, most definitely, particularly that rebate thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Your eyes perked up about the rebate.
It's amazing when we start saying dollar per gallon, people go, how do I get that?
Yeah, that's a great incentive, especially with the fuel prices rising.
Mm-hmm. And so all that information is on our website.
Excellent.
Fantastic.
Excellent.
Well, we thank you very much for being with us today.
Well, thank you for having me. It's been a lot of fun.
It's been a pleasure. You are listening to Attitude Adjustment. We have been speaking with Rosemary Leone of Phillips 66, the Director of Programs Development. It's been a pleasure to have you.
Well, thank you, and everybody enjoy your shows.
Thank you very much. You are listening to EAA Radio, the voice of EAA.